When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
We gonna stir it up and do things our way. So if you wanna move, get out of our way.
Live from the Hamptons. Just kidding, we wish, but mentally we are there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be great, actually. Yeah, it's like 90 degrees there, I feel like, in the Hamptons right now. It's actually cooler here in LA.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna take that one tiny victory over the people who live there.
Yeah.
For today. Mm-hmm. We're winning.
Woo-hoo.
But I mean, speaking of the Hamptons, obviously we're here to talk Summer House.
Hell yeah, we are.
Watch your reunion back to back. You know, I've been more into the social media than the actual show. I'm enjoying watching the sides people are taking, and like, because I wasn't as invested going in, so I wanted to hear what other people had to say, because I didn't have that like gut reaction.
Because that's your MO in general. Like, you love the chaos that these shows create. Like, you like chaos and you like to watch it from the sidelines and take notes and go, how can I profit from other people's pain?
Yeah, I'm like, I like to sprinkle mischief around and see where it goes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And this one, I mean, honestly, it's not like these people, it's not like these people are inviting me to any holiday parties or anything. So I'm like, whatevs. Glad you're all broken up, sad, single, whatever. No,
Whereas for me, it's actually given me a lot of anxiety reading people's stuff, where I'm just like, we'll go into that in a minute. But I was just like, This season, last season, the Lindsay and Carr relationship gave me a lot of anxiety, like PTSD is what I'm going to say, like, for myself. So anything that I say is very tinged with like PTSD for me from previous relationships. Mm. So I'm going to lay that out there. So if you don't agree with me, you don't agree. And I'll say this, like, you and I disagree on some fundamental levels, but we're not going to get into an Ariana argument like we did earlier this year.
Speaking of which, and I've been saying this in the group text with you guys, I do have much stronger feelings about this than Sandoval and Ariana. I do.
Which is so funny, because I don't. I have stronger feelings about Sandoval and Ariana. But this is... the social media stuff around this has given me stronger feelings, but it's at the same time, I'm just like, after we finish recording this, I'm just going to step into the background, just like Homer Simpson into the bushes. Like,
I think for me, it's part of it is with Scandoval. No one needed my voice. The whole country, the whole world was cheering on Ariana and stuff. So I'm like, okay, whatever. It's like one more voice in the choir. So I was just like, I was bored with it. I would not to make the breakup about me, but I wasn't feeling special in that discourse. So I was just like, whatever, we all know. It was also more cut and dry in Scandoval. In this one, you're dealing with two very complicated people who weren't meant to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's more like nuanced. And through social media, I was trying to understand and figure out where this went wrong and everything. Mm-hmm. Or with Scandoval, cut and dry. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to do any digging to figure out. Mm-hmm. I guess we should just hop into it then.
Well, let's do
Straight to the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm.
You're more seasoned with Summer House than I am. So, yeah. What was your take?
I've watched every single season of Summer House since season one, which Carl and Lindsay have been on since season one. They are OGs. And so I have always said that they should never have been together. I wish they had never gotten together, period. A couple of episodes ago, I did a bonus episode where I read their relationship chart, which clearly says, and I even left some stuff off of there, but because it can get really, because I also didn't want to fuel the fire even more. But anyway, to me, there's a disconnect between what I'm seeing on the screen and what I'm seeing on social media a lot of the times with a lot of people defending Lindsay. Now, I'm going to come from this. I'm a staunch feminist in a little Edie kind of way, saying staunch. I am perfect, a staunch feminist, exactly. And I love to throw a man under the bus anytime I can. However, in this situation, I'm not throwing Lindsay under the bus, but I'm also not throwing Carl under the bus either. I have been vocal for a long time that I think Lindsay is a toxic person, that she has been the same pretty much since season one, that she has, she like will railroad over people. She can be manipulative. She could have a personality disorder. I don't know. That's my guess. I'm not going to say which one because I love to be an armchair psychologist at times, but in this instance, I don't want to like say it in a sense.
Well,
but
if we're going to go, you'll soon find out I support Lindsay. It would make me liking her would lend support to your theory that she might have a personality disorder, because that's where that I'm drawn to that, like a moth to a flame.
Your loyalties lie there, exactly.
I love it. I love toxic. I love chaotic.
Basically, like last season watching them, not this past season that just ended, but the last season watching them, I was like, oh my God. Carl is a shell of a person. Like he's a shell of a man. Like sure he's like, and this was when they were engaged, or like, no, they weren't engaged. They were getting engaged and they were in their relationship. And this is when Danielle couldn't speak up. If Danielle asked questions, then Lindsay went off on her. Like Lindsay, like Lindsay can ask all the questions that she wants of Carl and what he wants to do with his life. But if Danielle asked one goddamn question about Lindsay and Carl's relationship, and is it moving too fast? Danielle is a horrible fucking person. You know, there's a double standard there. There's a double standard always with Lindsay. She can do her way and she has feelings about stuff. But if you have feelings or if you have a thought a different way and it doesn't jive with hers, absolutely effing not. And it's always been that way. She's very manipulative. She runs the whole scene. And I, as somebody who has been in two romantic relationships with people with personality disorders for long periods of time, I like recognized a lot of like how Carl was acting. And I had never seen that in a man, to be honest with you. I'd seen it myself and I'd seen it in some other women, but I'd never seen it in a man, but it was weird. And then this past like season watching him again, and especially in the last episode when he actually, when he called off the wedding, that's what I'm going to say. He called off the wedding and then she broke up with him. Let's be real here. Like, that's the way that that went down, unless they cut out some more stuff. But like, he was like, I'm calling off the wedding. He said, I feel like I'm going crazy here. Like the way that she talks, and I go, yes, that's how you feel. You feel like you're going crazy when you're having conversations with these people. Like with her being like, I'm just asking questions. No, you're not just asking questions. You're asking a question, but there's always something behind it. Because she's asked these questions 100 times before and you're never giving her the answer that she wants to hear. And when that's happening, you just get so tired. You get so tired and you get so broken down. And either you give in or you get out.
It's like,
and that's the hard part.
It's like her questions are really loaded and leading. And then when you're like, what the fuck? She's like, what? I was asking a simple question.
I just said this. And it's like, no, you didn't just say that. There's so much more intention. There's so much more background to everything else that's being said. Just like when he was talking about how he brought up all these different job ideas in the past and she would shoot them down. And she was like, no, I was always supportive. And it's like, there's a different, I've been there before where it's like, but were you really? Because there's a person who says, I support you, or like, oh, okay, well, that's an idea. that's not being unsupportive when somebody says that, but that's not really being supportive when somebody goes, well, that's an idea.
I was being practical in my reaction to that, because honestly, he did need someone to shut those ideas down. That's where
I'm not going to deny it. Like, to be honest, like when he said he wanted to start a brick and mortar, like non-alcoholic sports bar, I was like, oh, buddy, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, and he announced don't disagree with reunion. Her. Yeah. That yeah. Way, it's going to be, what's it going to be? A sober version of Jax's. I mean, he's pretty much. I have we've raised the money, Reed. It's going to be like Jax's. Some restaurateur is going to make it like a little niche extension room or something. But I mean, yeah, no, I just don't think they're not compatible. I don't think Lindsay's I think maybe her delivery isn't great, but I also think I think she got frustrated. She's had like kind of a hard life, right? Like her mother doesn't talk to her and stuff. And I think she got frustrated with everyone coddling him. Because I don't think she's been coddled by life. I can pick up on that energy. And so I think that's why she's like, no, it's a terrible idea. And even at the reunion, people were like, let him be happy. She's like, I'm marrying him. That's my
debt. I don't disagree with you on that. And I think that it's like this fine line, because I always go, I don't fuck with addicts because I've been burned by addicts and I don't appreciate that. And at the same time, I have not a soft spot, but I also recognize the fact that like they need time, and he was newly sober and he got into a relationship with her when he shouldn't have been. And then they got engaged. He does not know who he is as a sober person, period, let alone a sober boyfriend, let alone he's never been a sober fiance. He also doesn't know how to work sober. So there's all these new things. And then you put on top of that, the pressure of getting married, the pressure of starting a family, the pressure of all of that. Like that's a lot of pressure. And then she's putting that pressure on top of him too. I'm not saying that she shouldn't, because as somebody, like if I was going to marry somebody, I'd be worried about these things too. I'd be like, yo, like we live in America now where you need dual incomes. Like we both got to support, like I can't support us both. And believe me, in one of those narcissistic relationships, in one of my narcissistic relationships, I supported the motherfucker. So, you know, and I've been that person where like I supported his dreams, but the thing is though, is that Lindsay, like another housewife, will sometimes weaponize her baggage and her past, like what's happened to her, like with her mother and stuff, as a way to like excuse all the bad things that she does. I'm in therapy. Rinna? I'm in therapy for it. No, Kenya.
Oh, yeah.
Kenya was abandoned by her mother too. Lindsay and Kenya are both abandoned by their mothers, and they both have wicked tongues. I mean, they're funny. They're great. They're great reality TV people, but they both they will go so hard if you cross them. They will go at you verbally. They will go at you mentally. They will go at you emotionally. They will tear you the fuck down. And Lindsay can do that too, because she's a PR person. She knows all that PR shit. Yeah. I mean, look, Carl's been relatively quiet since all of that shit went down. You know, it's Lindsay that you hear on the blogs and in Rolling Stone and stuff like that.
One thing I had to laugh out, given the PR thing, though, is the reunion basically opened with there was a story leaked or a picture posted and leaked. The girls got together for dinner, just the girls. And I think she posted it and then it made it into Page Six or something, reality tea, something like that. And I almost choked though when the other girls tried to sound like they're so famous they just want a private dinner to themselves, and they were like, we just wanted to go out together, and like, why did it have to end up in a story in the press? You guys aren't Taylor Swift and her girl group. This wasn't that kind of a night out. You're low-level reality stars, and every mention is like it like helps support you. So that part about that part, I was just like, sorry, like, I'm sorry, Paige and Amanda and whoever else was complaining about that. You have nothing else going on in your lives besides getting mentioned in blogs and tabloids.
See, I look at it as that they they were being there supporting Lindsay because they think getting broken up with like on television is not a fun thing. And they were being supportive, but in a sense, they're a little bit more team Carl because they're like, thank God they got to, they got, you know, broken up with. So they didn't want it to come across as something disingenuous, so that like then later on when things like what Paige said in the after show, you know, about how like, oh, Lindsay's fake tears and stuff like that comes out, that people don't start to go, oh, well, you were this and you, and then you went out to dinner with her. Well, because she didn't want that picture out there necessarily, making it look like she's team, quote unquote, team Lindsay. And I'm not team Lindsay. Oh. I'm not team Carl. Like, I just want to make that apparent right now. I just think like that.
I'm more team Lindsay.
You are. And that's fine. Whatever. Yeah. You can be on the wrong team. I'm fine with that. Whatever.
It's, well, I don't think. I see ways where Carl's manipulative. Absolutely. The way he sat there, there were certain things I picked up on his body language at the reunion. There were times where he did this innocent little boy pose, and I know it well because I get in trouble, or I've never been in trouble. No, but, but he does this thing where he kind of like folds his ankles and he looks down and he holds his hands in his lap nervously, like, and he just listens well and he nods along like he's a survivor and everyone's sticking up for him and like his feel. I was like, oh no. He gaslights her too. I just think they're toxic.
They're super toxic.
I think he gaslights her. He has that good guy complex, and I do believe he was laying the foundation throughout. I don't buy he plays this completely innocent after being on reality TV for years, that he didn't know like how production worked and how that conversation being on camera would go. And that's where I'm like, listen, you're both awful. In the end, like Andy said, kind of, no, Lindsay admitted, I don't call it a favor, but I'm glad it happened. I think that's what she said.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Reverse save me.
I mean, it's, I feel like everybody, like we're all splitting hairs over this, like, because yeah, they both know production. Like, that's why I go, why is she fucking blindsided then? Why does she keep using the word blindsided? You're not fucking blindsided. I watched this entire season. Literally, let's not even go. We can go by the last episode, like the last real episode where he said, I'm not sure that we're ready to get married with the way things are. And then she said, do you want to call things off? Now, he had an opportunity right there to say, maybe. But he didn't. He backed out and he was cowardly. Granted, I don't know if that's the place to do it either. Like, again, somebody could say that doing it on camera around all these people, like, is that the right place? I don't know. I do think that he knew that he was going to do that. I do think it was like, it was safety because, but also she wasn't blindsided because even in the reunion, part one of the reunion, she talks about the fight that they had literally that morning before he went out and met with Kyle, where they were yelling at each other. And she says, and I quote, that he was yelling at her, I'm this close to calling off the wedding. I'm this close. Mm-hmm. And she says, and you yelled it at me like 20 times. So how the fuck are you blindsided then?
Yeah.
How are you blindsided that he wants to call off the wedding? So that's what I go, humiliated. Yes. I believe that maybe we could substitute those words. If you're humiliated, absolutely. I can understand that. You feel humiliated. You feel embarrassed, but you are not blindsided.
Yeah.
This man was laying crumbs that he was unhappy in this relationship and was, you know, afraid of you and didn't want to go through with this. Absolutely.
I was curious too, and I don't want to like go into like something that's been brought up on Housewives, different franchises forever. Is he in a program? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, sobriety wise? Well,
I will say this. If he's in AA, we should not know that he's in AA.
Right.
And that's the thing. Is that, so that I don't believe that he went to rehab, though.
Okay, because the only reason I asked, and it's not that I'm concerned or doubting his sobriety or anything like that. It was so I like because I have friends. I have a friend currently in rehab. One of the things is sometimes his language was almost like he came for give other people the opportunity to make amends to him. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That well, a lot of his language was very like 12-steppy and very like, and even when he was talking about the sober bar, he's like, I feel it's my calling. And that's a lot of people like their first, you know, couple of years into sobriety. It's like, I got to tell the world about sobriety. This is the most amazing thing. Mm. And I was like, you're still in the zone of it's really easy to fall off the wagon here. Like,
yeah,
sobriety is an every single day, step by step. And you get stronger each day, but it still is very easy to fall back on. But usually a lot of people, their first year or two of sobriety have this like high, this sobriety high.
Yeah. Like kind of trying to preach it.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a little, that felt like that to me with the sober bar. And I was like, well, I mean, we'll see, like kudos to him. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that's something that happens.
He can team up with Lala for a water tasting. I mean, a lover boy non-alcoholic water.
I mean, oh my gosh. Okay, well, sorry, you bring up Lala made me think of something. So it, like comparing it to Scandoval. So a lot of people online have been saying that the entire cast, except for like Gabby, like the entire cast and Abby were like ganging up on Lindsay. And mm-hmm. that it was kind of like proof that she was wronged. I didn't totally see that because I saw a lot of people, because in comparison to the reunion right after Scandoval broke, that was definitely a gang up on Tom. Like you saw and I was here for it. Like, you saw people viciously going after Tom. Like I didn't see people like viciously going after Lindsay. I saw people like holding her accountable. Carl yelled at Lindsay. Kyle yelled at Lindsay. Nobody else yelled at Lindsay.
I don't think they yelled at her, but I think they held her to a double standard where everything Carl did was kind of like, forgive sweet little Carl. Look at him. He has his head down and is holding his hands. And like, there was one point that caught me where I was like, am I going crazy here? They were rehashing the other season where Danielle told Dumois that story that mm-hmm. Craig got kicked out of a wedding because he was so drunk. And they blamed it on Lindsay. Danielle let Lindsay take the fall. And then mm-hmm. when Lindsay was like, no, it was Danielle. Lindsay, you're a horrible friend for throwing mm-hmm. her under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was like, that's gaslighting. They're not letting her stand up for herself. She spoke the truth, was just mm-hmm. clearing her name and defending herself is unacceptable. And mm-hmm. that's where I was like, this is like, like I had to replay that to be like, did I follow every step correctly here? Mm-hmm. They were ganging up on how she's a horrible friend.
She is a horrible friend though. Like,
yeah, but that Danielle thing.
I'm not going to say like, that was a double standard. Absolutely right there. But I will also say that in a lot of ways, just like in like his like rehab speak, Carl took accountability for a lot of the stuff that happened. And was able to, and he seemed reflective on the past 9 months, like since filming. And she did not. It still was excuse. It's like, well, however, there wasn't any. Just at least that was wrong, and I've moved on from that. You know what I mean? There wasn't like she's still very activated. She's still selling the narrative that she is the victim and Carl is the bad person. Mm-hmm. As opposed to maybe coming to the place, whereas Carl is coming to the place of we are bad people in a bad relationship.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. And that's what I heard.
I felt like Andy came really hard for Lindsay. And that he clearly shut her down and was like going after her specifically. And I think the reason why, though, is it's bias is that she was kind of exposing production and blaming, you don't do that. A housewife, never blame production, never blame editing. They'll punish you for it. Well, her whole thing, especially because she's a publicist and she knows the inner workings of this more than any of the other cast members, she was just calling them out step by step. Whether it was true or not, Carl's colluding with producers, and this is who leaked this. And as like, I think Andy was getting frustrated because even at that point, he's like, I even called the producers to see mm-hmm. if they had. It's because she was exposed. She wasn't just going for Carl. She was exposing the show. That's production. Mm-hmm. That's Bravo. And it's not. Andy does not like that.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of going back to like the ganged up on her thing. Though some people feel like the cast ganging up on her is like kind of proof that she was right and that she was wronged and everything. But I also go, well, but if the entire cast except for Carl and Kyle was on her side, then people would be saying, well, that's proof that she was wronged. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think mm-hmm. And because also now people are still, even though Andy said that production did not know what was going to be said for that filming, like what was going to be happening, people are still going, I don't believe what Andy said. Of course Andy's going to say that. So at that point there's like no, because Lindsay already planted through her PR stuff that she was blindsided and that he and that Carl set this up. There's no taking back that narrative now, even though Andy has come out and said no.
Well, this, yeah. I still don't fully believe it the way Andy said the production had no idea. I mean, these people are assigned story producer. They're mm-hmm. essentially their own cameraman, producer, whatever. And you like kind of do daily briefings. Here's what's going on in my life. Here's what's happening today.
Well, there was one thing that Gabby said in one of the after shows when, because she did the after shows filmings with Lindsay. One of the things she said, it was that, well, you know, they call you up and they go, you guys had a really bad fight before, you know, for the last episode. And this was going to be the last episode before your wedding episode. So this is the last thing that people are going to see before you guys get married. So, you know, it's understandable that they would want to film with you guys to see perhaps an in-between thing where things like get a little bit better before your wedding episode. So even Gabby came up with an idea. Gabby, who is the mouthpiece for Lindsay now, because Danielle's not going to be anymore because they're not close anymore. She's the one who came up with the idea of like, well, I could see production wanting to film with you guys as a pickup to get us to bridge us to your wedding. Mm-hmm. So I could see them not, you know, there'd be like, hey, how are things going on with your relationship? And Carl could be like, they're still not really good. And I don't know if I can do this anymore. And they're like, well, we should pick up some cameras and have you guys talk and see you guys talk it out before this wedding episode. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's all that has to happen in that conversation there. And that kind of fulfills both sides of the argument that like, yeah, maybe they knew a little, maybe he hinted that things weren't going well. And so, yeah, let's pick up the cameras.
Were they going to have a wedding? Were they going to have a wedding season, like a spinoff? Do we know what they were being given in all this?
I don't think they were going to have a wedding season, but I think they were going to have a wedding special. They were going to get paid for at least one, maybe two episodes.
Okay, because that's where my mind was going. I'm like, how much should calling off this wedding cost them?
So exactly. And that's the thing is that I also think, and I don't know if people are really talking about this, that Lindsay was not blindsided. She was blind because not only did she want the things that she wants, which is a husband and a family, you know, all of those things, but there is the money that comes in from having this extra episode, from having all of this. And they're probably having like gift. They were being comped a whole bunch of stuff for their wedding too.
Yeah. She's a publicist and an influencer. She wasn't, that wedding was going to be, she was going to make sure everything, you were going to see tags galore. In the things, dress, flowers, shoes, makeup, everything. So, I mean, I think she seems to be very career driven, bottom line. Like, that's why her and Carl don't mesh. And I know, like you just said, I was like, that wedding, she probably had like, I'd love to see her email box. She probably had every sponsorship, every plug, every partnership going. So the anger is, too, it cost her a lot of business.
Exactly. It cost her a lot of business. It cost her income. It cost Carl income. And then Carl ended up paying off apparently everything that needed to be paid off, as he should.
Yeah, so. He brought that up and she was like, good, like you're legally obligated to. Like we signed the lease.
So. Yeah. And so, yeah, but I think that she was blind to the dollar signs that they were going to get, the more publicity that they were going to get, all of that stuff, you know, and also blind to the fairy tale of I married my best friend. Who doesn't want that story?
Yeah.
And a lot of girls want that story. And I think some men want that story too. Like, it's kind of nice to know that you married your best friend, that it's not somebody who wants you just for your fame or your money or you're this or you're that, but they have kind of both, even though, you know, it's reality TV and influencer fame and money, but still, I think that's just something that people really aren't talking or realizing, that she's mad at not just at the loss of the relationship, because look, she's already in another relationship and the rumors are that she's already pregnant. So yeah, the rumor is she's already pregnant and she looks like she could be hiding something with the dress that she wore at Andrea's wedding.
Mm. Oh, that's right. They were at the wedding this weekend in Italy.
Yep. Yeah. Which Andrea looked great. Oh my God. And his Lexi, his wife. Oh my God. She's gorgeous. Anyway. So I'm so jealous of both of them. Like, I would be, I would join that couple for a night. Anyway.
Next season on Summer House.
Also, real quick, I just want to say too, I feel like there was a lot of, this is the thing. This is a disconnect that I see too. There was a lot of minimizing on her side that he was not doing, because like he saw it in a bigger way. Like, she would go, I don't understand why you call off a wedding after just a couple of bad weeks and you do that all of a sudden. Excuse me. They were filming Summer House from the beginning of July, from right before the July 4th weekend, up until like right before Labor Day. So that's 2 months. That's not 2 weeks. That is 2 months. Yeah. And as I said during the reunion, Andy asked the cast, how were they? Were they fighting all the time, or was it just what we saw on camera? And everybody's like, well, they were either fighting or not talking to each other. Like, it was very uncomfortable. So that's not a couple of weeks. And also, they've admitted that they've been in couples counseling since basically November of the, when they got engaged, and they got engaged in September. So September of like what, 2022, they got engaged. And then a month and a half later started couples counseling because things were already bad. I'm sorry. That's just, no. And she's mad that he's like talking about stuff about their relationship, but then she's also talking about how they're never having sex on camera to all the girls. Like, she's allowed to vent her frustrations about her relationship and talk to them about with the girls, but he's not allowed to do that with Kyle or Amanda, you know, to try to get some clarity. I think that's something that was really hard in my relationships with those two men, were that they would get mad at me if I was like talking to my friends about my relationship. Like, I wasn't allowed to, and it becomes very isolating. It wasn't like I was gossiping. I just needed, especially as a woman, you need to talk things out. And I think it's really great if you start to see men talking things out, because a lot of men like hold things in. So it's like really good for him to talk it out. She gets to talk it out all the time and we don't question it. So I don't question her saying that, you know, and talking to the girls about this stuff, but he should be allowed to talk to his friends about it too. And it sounds like she didn't want him to do that.
Also, she's a publicist by nature, she controls the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
You follow her story and don't.
She's been controlling this narrative since the second they broke up.
She kind of produced their relationship for a wedding, for a wedding special.
I mean, Paige called it when they got engaged. She was like, of course she knew she was going to get engaged. Who wears shoulder pads to the beach? Like, truly, like, it's, this is the thing. Reality stars can be calculated, and you and I both love them for that. It's great. Like,
I love
it's
the just, strategy.
Yeah. But I think this is just one of those ones where I really hope that Lindsay gives it up now, because you won. And it's like what I said, actually, in the chart analysis episode, that I said that Lindsay's going to win the publicity war with Carl. Like, he's not going to win this. She's winning it. He's not going to win it. Good. She's got it. She's won the publicity war. She's got a boyfriend. Looks like she might have a baby on the way if the rumors are true. I mean, Carl is doing the responsible thing, if we're to believe him, that he's not been in a relationship, but he's not even hooked up with anybody since they broke up, which that is good. As a sober person, that's what he needs. Just let it go now. It's all out. Everything's done. And I'm tired of it.
I'm going to help her build her Amazon by the way, her baby shower, her gender. She's gonna go the Lala route in my mind now.
The Lala and Kyle Richards route on Amazon Live.
We need to get her on Amazon Live. Oh, she would be so good. The pregnancy reveal, the gender reveal, live birth.
Look, I'm being actually very nice to Lindsay this episode. I could say a lot of like mean things that I would like to say, but I already said them to my friends on voice notes.
I guess I'm the feminist here. I support women. I support women who destroy other women.
See, you're not a girl's girl. Well, that was something I said with my friends, because like some people was like, you're not a feminist if you don't support Lindsay. I was like, no, that's not what feminism is. Like, I support Lindsay and like her feeling upset and humiliated and all of that stuff. But feminism is not about blindly supporting people who do wrong just because they're a woman too. Like, I would like, it's one of those things where like, I usually will believe a woman over a man first off, but if I start to see that things aren't adding up right, I will go, no. The truth always prevails, though, in a sense. Like, it's just, you can't be blind. You always have to be, like, seeing people, because no matter what, men and women are humans. And just like they like to say, not all men, you know what? Not all women. Not all women are great. So, yeah.
Except for Kristen Doty, but we've been on that over that on many episodes.
Your chaotic queen.
I have a wonderful pattern of behavior. I love a personality disorder.
You have a type. Obviously, I do too, though.
Yeah. You just went over the Carls in your life, and I'm sitting here welcoming more Lindsays and Kristens in. So I guess.
No, the Carls in my life are family members. Luckily, I haven't dated the girls. I've dated the Jaxes, and and there's a couple other, I'm trying to think who else, but yeah, I've dated like a Jax, and I've dated maybe a Kyle Cook, actually. Terrible, because like also people are like, why didn't Kyle get all this stuff? And I was like, absolutely. I really felt that there could have been three parts to this. They might have been afraid it just could have gotten too toxic and dark. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, they let a lot go, but I guess we got the Lindsay and Carl. Where that would be like, yeah, that'd be like a Pumperrolls doing Scandaball and then dedicating something to like Vanderpump's new puppy. I mean, we got this. Mm-hmm. What do we call this one? Lindsayval, Scarlsley.
Well, no, because they were Rad House or. Oh. They're a Rad House. Yeah, because her place her PR firm was Hub House. So it's Rad House. So we could do like the Rad House demolition. Raising Rad House.
Yeah.
Like raising, like as in like demolition raising. I don't know.
So, yeah. Well, on that note, you know what time it is to make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. That's right. Make sure you subscribe to Pretty Corrupt Podcast, because we're dropping episodes all the time now. Different shows, different, just we want to get them out there and share our thoughts right on like in real time. So if you subscribe to PCP, you'll get the notification and you won't have to worry about missing one. And of course, hit us up on social media. That's at Pretty Corrupt Podcast on TikTok and Instagram. And at Pretty Corrupt One on Twitter. Of course, you can find all our personal accounts for Stacey's, Nate's, and mine linked on those profile bios. So on that note, who possibly wants to say goodbye?
Bye, bitches.